Let's turn now to Austin, Texas, on edge after an explosion late last night sent two young men to the hospital. This is the fourth explosion in Austin in less than a month, two of them fatal. Police say the men tripped a wire to a device while walking down the sidewalk. At a press conference today, Interim Police Chief Brian Manley was asked when authorities would start calling this string of bombings domestic terrorism.
We are clearly dealing with what we expect to be a serial bomber at this point, based on the similarities between now what is the fourth device. And again, as we look at this individual and the pattern and what we're looking at here, we will have to determine if we see a specific ideology behind this or something that will lead us, along with our federal partners, to make that decision.
Matt Largie is managing editor for KUT in Austin. Matt, this explosion comes after those three package bombs. As we said, killed two, injured two. They detonated when victims tried to open them. They were left outside their homes. They brought them in. This is a tripwire. What are police saying about that?
Yeah, not a lot of detail yet, but they've said that there were similarities between the bomb that exploded last night and the three earlier this month. And they did point to this tripwire again as indicating a new level of sophistication in the bomber's methods and kind of a change in the way that they're targeting victims. Yeah. As you said, the first three were left on people's front porches, but this one was on the street where just any random person could come across it.
Right. And the first one, it was noted that these were in Black or Hispanic neighborhoods. These two young men walking were white, so there's been an expansion that way. And this seems to be a someone, if it's a person who already had a sophistication, because it's, you know, bombs, it's hard to work with them without exploding them before you deliver them. So some knowledge. Mm-hmm. On Saturday, police arrested a 26-year-old for emailing a bomb threat. Now, South by Southwest, which ended yesterday, canceled the Roots concerts because of that threat. Are police saying whether, you know, he's a suspect?
Yeah, they've said that he's not connected. At this point, there's been no warning before any of the other bombings, and there was nothing found at the music venue that this guy threatened. So, no, at this point, they don't see a connection there.
And the police also reached out to whoever might be behind the bombings. Again, here's Chief Manley.
I will reach out to the suspect or suspects and ask that you contact us, ask that you reach out to us, communicate with us so that we can put this to an end. There are innocent people getting hurt in this community, and it needs to come to a stop.
And Matt, they seem to be saying, tell us what you want.
That's right. Yeah, he said the same thing yesterday at a press conference where they announced an increase in the reward. And they basically said, tell us what you want. We'll listen. And then within a few hours, there was another bombing.
Yeah. Boy, people have – the nerves have got to be on edge there.
Oh, yeah. People are freaked out. This is the fourth bombing now. The MO has changed. It seems more random. Police are warning people to be on the lookout every day for backpacks and bags and packages and everything. So I think everybody's feeling pretty on edge as this continues into the third week of these bombings.
Are they even telling people to stay home? I mean, I don't know how a city can be brought to a halt.
Well, yeah, that's right. In the neighborhood where the explosion happened last night, they actually locked down that neighborhood.
Yeah, quite something. Matt Largie, managing editor for KUT there in Austin, Texas. Matt, thank you.
You bet.